Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is a Shares for Beginners quick tip. Essential lessons, questions answered. Fiona Balzer is the Policy and Advocacy Manager at the Australian Shareholders Association. In this quick tip, she talks about what an AGM is and why they are important.
Retail shareholders feel that the annual general meeting is the only time where we can hold directors to account. At other times, they appear on the media, in closed rooms and the like, and it's really difficult to let them know that you're disappointed either by how the company is communicating with you or performing or hurting vulnerable customers with the Royal Commission. Whereas at the AGM, both the chair and the rest of the board have to get up on the stage and tend to mingle afterwards, so you can actually have those discussions with them and say how disappointed, for example, you've been with what was transpiring at the Royal Commission. Or that the company 2 years ago had said that this particular investment would do all sorts of wonderful things and you're feeling misled because none of this has transpired. You feel like the risks weren't adequately highlighted at the time, that this could be a 30% up, 10% down type of scenario. So that's the only time retail shareholders can talk with those executives.
And hold them to account.
Whereas your institutional investor who may own between 2% of the company or 10 or 15, they can get an interview with those people. Just go in and talk. And retail shareholders feel excluded. So the AGM is really a retail shareholder forum.
So describe an AGM. What is an AGM? Is it something that's required by law?
Yes, all companies are required to hold company meetings and the shareholders are required to get a notice 28 days before laying out what resolutions will be voted on. And people might be familiar with special meetings where you might agree to sell the company to someone else. That's one type of resolution. But the regular meetings, you get to elect the directors to their role. And then you also get to agree issues of capital to the executives. And in Australia, we have this remuneration report vote where if you have more than 25% of the people voting against it, the following year, if you have the same result, you can actually do what's called spilling the board. So you have to also have a resolution that says you can vote all the directors out.
Shares for Beginners is for information and educational purposes only. It isn't financial advice and you shouldn't buy or sell any investments based on what you've heard here. Any opinion or commentary is the view of the speaker only, not Shares for Beginners. This podcast doesn't replace professional advice regarding your personal financial needs, circumstances or current situation.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.